Gulf cartel continues border turf war despite Mexican government's claims of regional safety. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 7, 2023. In the Mexican border cities of Reynosa and Matamoros, locals are locking themselves in their homes as soon as the sun goes down due to an ongoing war between rival factions of the Gulf cartel. The renewed fighting led to more than a week of fighting in several parts of the state of Tamaulipas despite an intense effort by state and federal authorities to deny the violence and minimize what they can't hide. As Breitbart Texas reported, the violence escalated over the past 10 days as the Metros, Reynosa, faction of the Gulf cartel and the Escorpions, Matamoros, faction went to war. The violence further increased when the old-school Zetas from San Fernando who were allied with the Escorpions switched sides and sided with the Reynosa faction. Military forces and law enforcement played a minimal role in stopping the violence as gunmen continued to operate along highways in large convoys of armored vehicles. El Grupo Escorpión ostenta su patrio con armamento y vehículos blindados en hashtag Tamaulipas. Mientras el Gobtom y el secretario el SOP dicen que está en calma. pic.twitter.com/grfchqh2w. El Guzmán, et Furia Negra 77, May 2, 2023. During the days of fighting that followed, several armored vehicles with the letters CJNG were abandoned in places where cartel forces had clashed. In August 2022, Breitbart Texas reported exclusively on a series of attacks by Mexico's cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, in the town of Jimenez. The criminal organization made its way into Tamaulipas from the state of San Luis Potosí where they currently operate. Desde temprano se están reportando enfrentamientos debajo del puente internacional hashtag far sin que se intervenga. Van tres balagueras este jueves fortemeo. Los enfrentamientos son entre la gente de hashtag Reynosa controlada hashtag Rio Bravo al parecer. Quarter 2020 hashtag Reynosa follow pic.twitter.com/O3BRNM4XR. El Guzmán. At Furia Negra 77, May 5, 2023. During the week, Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal and his staff claimed there was no proof that cartels from other states had entered the state and were helping one side or the other. They claimed that one of the factions was trying to make others believe that they had the support of CJNG and had used white paint to put the letters on some vehicles, while the real CJNG used professional decals. Este video fue grabado este jueves 4 de mayo del enfrentamiento a las 10:30 p.m. debajo del puente internacional hashtag Reynosa. Hashtag far desde la en adjuanas MX por trabajadores que se rescardaban de las balas. Hashtag Reynosa follow pic.twitter.com/uf2c4min5. El Guzmán, at Furia Negra 77, May 5, 2023. Government officials claimed that Tamaulipas is safe and that reports of cartel violence are simply an attempt by a previous administration to attack the current governor. Sicarios detienen tráfico en carretera para rematar contrarios entre el sorgo. 6 de mayo 2023. El huevos tibios del doctor underscore Avalaril nos pico los ojos cuando fue a Matamoros. Hicieron cerco con la llegada de 700 soldados entre los fuerzas especiales. Pero. Hoy siguen los. pic.twitter.com/diagmizy. Tamaulipas Código Rojo, at Tam Código Rojo, May 6, 2023. Despite those claims, social media posters continue to share videos and photographs showing convoys of gunmen operating with impunity throughout the state. Ataron y paralas en frontera de Tamaulipas quinto día consecutivo de narcoguerra entre facciones rivales del CDGY aliados. En Reynosa, obreros, alumnos, comerciantes, transportistas, etc., vieron alteradas actividades cotidianas por balaqueras en la ciudad y puente far. pic.twitter.com/sr4limo7eb. Jesús Rubén Peña. At Revista Código 21, May 5, 2023. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.